when I'm not drinking bourbon or writing blues songs, I listen to the Sean Geek Podcast over on SeanMcGinnity.ca, and you should too.
Welcome to the Sean Geek and Fast Fret Podcast. Done.
Well done. Okay, we're going to use that.
Welcome to the Sean Geek and Fast Fret Podcast with me, Sean Geek. This week, this is a preamble or a potential upcoming format to certain episodes of the show called Alternative Tunings, Songs You Should Know. Kind of like breaking, but maybe a bit more specific. I believe in music and alternatives to mainstream. I believe in music that breaks boundaries, music that makes you think, music that isn't just something you play in the background, but it's something you actually actively listen to, something that you want to hear, something you want to listen to, like actively listen to. I don't mean keeping it in the background. I mean something that you actually truly enjoy. And I don't mean club music. Well, potentially club music. We'll see where this goes. But today's episode is going to reflect to a musical renaissance of sorts that I encountered during the 2000s. In the 2000s, some strange shit was happening to me. And every time there is a shift in my life, music is usually the saving grace. And it was no different during this time. I was on the heels of a really bad breakup, a life-shattering breakup. I had also lost my job. And I also became homeless at that time. Believe it or not. So it was a rough period, and my rebuilding had a lot to do with Skelly. I've mentioned him on the show before. Maybe at some point we will get him on the show and we can kind of maybe talk about some of that stuff. But Skelly offered me a place to crash until I could find my own place. He offered me a job when I needed a job right now. And he fed me, and he raised my self-esteem, and he looked after me, and he made sure that I was just seriously okay again. So he helped build me up. There's a few people that did it during this period, but we're going to focus on this one. So part of that rehabilitation for me was becoming human again and redefining a new identity. I had identified for so long by my marriage. Sorry for the noise. By my marriage, and who I was in that marriage, which wasn't really me. It was a less great version of me. It was a browbeaten version of me. It wasn't the true me. But he helped bring it out in me. And it was an introduction to music I wasn't overtly familiar with that had led up to this point. We had been working together at a job, and he had introduced me to some music around that period, which blended into when he actually hired me for his own business to work with him. And we're going to play some of the songs that I uncovered during that time. So these songs are going to have a more acoustic bend to them. So let's give this a go. And we're going to actually start with a song called Small Victories. It's originally a Ron Hawkins song. And I always assumed it was the Ron Hawkins song or the Ron Hawkins version I had heard. But while I was doing work for this episode, I uncovered that is, in fact, a cover by Andy Fleming, I believe. I'm not really sure if this is accurate. This is just what I'm finding online. But let's give this song a listen. Now, this was a theme song when we were going to work. There was lyrics in here that had a definitely punk rock edge to it, even though it's an acoustic song. And I always had a distaste for singer-songwriter acoustic stuff. But that's only because I grew up on the wrong singer-songwriter acoustic stuff. Skelly introduced me to a lot of great artists that were doing folk, but definitely had a punk end to it. Maybe in terms of lyrical content or in terms of performance of the songs. But anyway, we're going to play Ron Hawkins' Small Victory, or perhaps it's Andy Fleming. If somebody wants to correct me, I have this song on my computer, and I don't know, well, I know where I got it. I got it from Skelly, but I didn't have any information. He would just, you know, give me a bunch of songs in the USB and go nuts, buddy. So here's Ron Hawkins' Small Victories.
Take a morning pee, drop some LSD, and we'll go tripping around Chinatown. We'll get our morning buzz, little cup of love, so safe and sound, freshly ground. These things mean more to me now than anything, anything. These things mean more to me now than anything. Anything ever did before. And smoke behind the church, little fascist jerks, remind me of our common cause. To buy a duffel trunk, kill a Nazi punk, and we'll go bury him in the backyard. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone. Small words of encouragement and small hours of the night. Small wonder you feed my discipline, feed my 20,000 reasons to fight. A small change in your pocket, a small victory songs, and small steps in the right direction make more sense than 1,000 big ones in the wrong. Heavier Savior, teach me to ignore the poison running through my veins. A little dirty girl, spinning like the world, in different strange pocket change. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone. This spring is gonna be hard on everyone, everyone.
Another band that I got introduced to was a band called Soul Coughing, and the dude that was the singer for that band was one Mike Doughty, and we may focus on the more funky side of Mike Doughty with his Soul Coughing project, but I want to focus on this particular song by Mike Doughty called Busting Up a Starbucks, which is fucking great. Just absolutely fucking tremendous. And the reason is tremendous. The reason I find it tremendous is that it had a punk ethos to it. It just had this punk ethos to it. It was dangerous. It was it was something else. There was something going on within the song. I mean, it was a very simple song, but there was something else going on. There was an edge. So despite the acoustic-ishness of it, there was still something else going on there that was like phenomenal. So we're gonna play this one now. Mike Doughty went solo, and here we go.
It will always be the end of time, the end of love, the end of life. The dogs will howl and yank the leash from tree to tree, from each to each. Shoes on you, clown. You can't even buy the nameplate off. Now can you fix it with your tiny fist? They're up, James Vanderbeek and them sisters. I'm sister, sister. The only one that's ever felt this is you. The force that's forcing you to feel like busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. This bitter drink has made you drunk. The thoughts you think become unthunk. Seas of blaze, the sky is too, the water's red, and the flames are blue. Does the man who makes the shoes on you, clown? You can't even buy the nameplate off. Now can you fix it with your tiny fist? There, James Vanderbeek and them sisters, I'm sister, sister. The only one that's ever felt this is you. The force that's forcing you to feel like busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks.
busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks. Busting up a Starbucks.
Thank you. Hey, I just feel like I should tell you that I go to Starbucks every day of my life. I'm a patsy for the man.
So there were other things that I was being introduced to at the time. We would sit in the room of his house that he was living in, and he had a Mac computer, whatever you call the Mac computer, and he had iTunes up, and he had every single MP3 imaginable on that computer. And everything was built into his iTunes player, and we would go through and we would just make playlists and just listen to music. We would we'd go, like, right after. I mean, we'd work pretty late. We'd either pick up groceries on the way home or just come straight home and go to the kitchen, and we would cook, the two of us. It was like some freaking cooking show. And we would sit there and we'd be, you know, kind of riffing off of each other. The tunes cranked, singing along, dancing in the kitchen, making food for his girlfriend, Ms. Cappy. And it was just so much fun. We might have a beverage or two, potentially, just kind of talk about real things in the world and just the real life, you know. It was just so awesome a time. And it's funny because I came from a position of being just completely destroyed and wrecked from a decade of being in a very bad relationship that just completely shattered everything about me, completely eliminated any sort of confidence in myself. Like, I was a shell of myself. And as this, you know, rebuilding of myself happened, we're listening to, I don't know, man, we're just like, we're listening to stuff. And anyway, so one of the other bands that came up was this duo, a pair of twins called Tegan and Sarah, and they were indie darlings at the time. They were still teenagers. They were very young, heavily influenced by Ani DeFranco, who I almost thought about adding on this list, and I might still, but we'll see. But the first few releases from them was very, very much, very, very much Ani DeFranco sounding, which is not a fucking bad thing at all. It's a great thing, if anything. And I got a chance to see them live. I believe, I'm trying to remember, did I see them on their own? Did they open for someone? They might have opened for someone else that I want to play in a second. But anyway, just phenomenal, phenomenal talent. The way they riff off of each other on their guitars, and the way they were kind of introducing kind of hip-hop elements potentially, or dance elements to the music. These two ladies are phenomenal. And and we listened to a fuck ton of Tegan and Sarah. So I got to pick one song from that era. I think I'm going to go with a song called Proud.
Freedom and blood, I make my mark and fight for tomorrow. Finally I've got something I can raise my voice for. Fire, tell me who you really want. Fire, well, you'll get yours and I'll get mine. They say proud, I'm proud to be, proud to see. They say proud, I'm proud to be, proud to be me. They say tell me, well, you got to tell me. take our stand and fight for tomorrow. Finally we got something on, something we can bring down the house with. Fire, tell them who you think you are. Fire, well tell them fine is what you are. You say proud, I'm proud to be, proud to see. They say proud, I'm proud to be, proud to be me. They say tell me, well you got to tell me. And when you finally figure out what it is you need, you better think of me, think of me. No, 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 no. In my fingers, I get up. I hear the rhythm in my laughter. Take a second look. You might find that I am stronger. Take a second look. You might find that you are stronger. Imagination, inspiration, it's only fair that I tell you. I plan on leaving here tonight with my pride. With my pride, gets me every time. With my pride, I'm proud to be, I'm proud to be. With my pride, I'm proud to be, I'm proud to be me.
Oh my God, does that take me back? I used to sing along to this stuff. There was such a lived-in roughness to these two ladies. Unbelievable rhythm in the guitar playing. I know they're kind of like world famous now, but I really like this version. Not taking anything away from, you know, what they're doing now at all, because they've continuously changed, you know, just like Taylor Swift, right? You know, just changing their style over and over, trying new things, doing different things, not settling into any one genre. Just phenomenal talent. Now here's another one I found. I really enjoy this artist. I did a massive deep dive, and I think there's also something with these songs too, that I had a melancholy missing the, you know, the 10 years I was away from the world in this bad situation that I, you know, I couldn't seem to get out of. And I had this melancholy of all this time that I'd lost. And also this kind of bittersweet thing that I was moving on and I didn't know what was in front of me, and I was just taking chances and doing things and enjoying life and not planning things, instead of just letting things happen. Like, invitation to go here, okay, just go do it. Like, I did my first folk fest during that time. I'd never been before. I'd be curious, but it was, you know, it just wasn't going to happen for me. So, you know, I discovered many, many things just by simply being and enjoying the moment. So this, I'm going to play this. So one of the things from Folkfest, so I guess we're going to, you know, seg into this. There's two performers at Folkfest I'm going to play next. They played the same year. I camped out, and I did some, I experienced many, many things that weekend that I'm going to remember for the rest of my life. This community of Folkfest, and being accepted by complete strangers who, when they heard my story, they're like, wow, this person just needs a fucking break. And just being readily accepted by these complete strangers who kind of took me in like a homeless person off the streets, which wasn't too far off from, you know, from the real thing. And, anyway, this is one of the bands that, I discovered. They are called Cat Empire.
And what beast that must exist? It flies with music from our lips and steals our kiss and blows it out into the mist. Where castles stand on cliffs and cobbled streets, they wind and drift, and moods are made and set but shift. This place where skies are low and birds are big. We went to sleep in day and woke again the same day. We have learned to cheat the time and find the hours that the clocks cannot define. Oh, as I looked up from that stage, I felt a thing that had been made, and how it raged, and how it raged. How to explain? Something makes me howl and shiver to the core. Oh, outside if it was raining, then inside there'd be a storm. We've got a pair of hands for climbing, and a pair of knees to spring, and a pair of balls for strength, and a pair of lungs to sing. And these simple chords that say music is the language of our soul. Is to be written, or the chorus always knows what is in store. And what is more, the thing that sings us is the thing that makes us roar. I felt the beast kiss on my neck, we clapped our hands and heard them spread. There was a trumpet and a call, a pack of Spaniards screamed for more. Our music is the language of our soul. 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 Cause these things are the things that can't be said. And when it's struck, it strikes the memory from our heads. Once I wrote two plays to be immortal for a night. And despite the unknown hours, something happens when the light turns out the lights. Then we fade and yawn to music that's the language of our soul.
Remember if they're the headliner that night or one of like the two or three away from the headliner, but I was in the crowd, I was watching them play, and I think they kept looking at the crowd going, because the crowd totally got into them, like totally dug them, totally got into them. Everybody was dancing, everybody was just, it was just, everyone was like loving each other. It was this weird community hippie thing going on, and it was fucking beautiful. And they kept looking out at the crowd, and the crowd just kept reacting to every single thing they were doing on stage. And I remember the vocalist just kind of shaking his head like, holy shit, what the fuck's going on here? These people have never heard of us, and we won them over. And it was just this astonishing thing to watch. So from there... I think, I can't remember, it was the day before, the day, I can't remember, day after perhaps, I might have been the day after, I saw something called That One Guy, who is a friend with Buckethead, who used to play with Guns N' Roses, as you may know. Or Bucket Hitch, sorry, not Buckethead. Bucket Hitch? Buckethead, Buckethead. And phenomenal talent, incredible talent. And he's a one-man band. He built his own instrument, and it's this massive instrument. It's called the Magic Pipe. And it's a PVC with strings attached, percussive elements attached, and that kind of stuff. And it's, like, freaking awesome. Like, it's this amazing, amazing, amazing thing. But anyway, I got to see him play at the site, at the... in the campground. There was a stage set up in the campground that Skelly and some of his friends were running. And it was, like, fucking awesome. Like, he played there, and it was, like, a religious experience. Like, absolutely, stunningly, incredibly powerful. And this is one of the songs that he played.
Disgusting, or so I've been told.
something else. The last thing I want to play, and this was a song we played in the summers. We would play it as we were drinking our beverages. It's something called G-Love in a special sauce, a song called Cold Beverages.
Yo, could I get a cold beverage? I need some leverage, a sweaty ass as a lemonade would be nice. Stop a fight from the job to a BK. Got a bar, got a drink, but girls got the bait on the front board. Yeah, I got some icy. If you like a taste of tea, then come along with me. Summertime is steaming, don't give me no buzz. Glass some ice and a dash of from it's martini time. Yeah, yeah, feeling golden, bring your own beverage. It's nice or it's cold, I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like your beverage, yeah, Give me a frosty muffin with A&W. If you got ice cream to make it a double scoop, I'll take from the fountain. Real good sounding, chocolate and cream, yo, orange and cherry pounding. Got a chill bar, Marshalls in my ride. While I'm to the right, they got beverages inside of me. A hot coffee, then fill it up with ice. What a man, it's like a drink. Please fix me a large slice. Summertime is cool, the heat is getting old. Yeah, I have a beverage, drink, so it's cold. Cold, 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 cold.
Something from the bar?
Yeah, I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. Cause I'm feeling kinda boring. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge, stick it in the fridge. Go girl, work the cold one. Go girl, work the cold one. What? Go girl, work the cold one. Go girl, work the cold one. Yo, when I'm fishing, let's keep one thing clear. The bait's over there, the brew's right here. 2 6 packs in a big bag of ice. Didn't even get to bite, but the brew tasting nice. Back to the bar. So every jack of reason a collider. Need a whole lot of them full drinks to catch me a buzz. I must tell you, I'm the Kool-Aid kid. Will you serve my drink? Please stick it in the fridge. Cause I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I'm kinda thirsty, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah. I like cold beverage, yeah.
Oh my god. Oh my god. We used to listen to G-Love and just, like, just... It was like a primer before going out, and we'd go somewhere and go see a band play or something. And this is the kind of shit we were listening to. Like, this is like, okay, this is putting me in the mood. This is putting me, I'm feeling good. I'm having a drink. There's lots of ice in my drink. It's very, and he was making, I don't know, the sorts of drinks that he made were always great. Like, you'd use like real fruit juices and stuff, and we always mess it around in the fucking kitchen. It was great. And this was the go get your drink on, go out and live life. And it was just phenomenal. It was a phenomenal time. There's so much more music I was introduced to during that time. I owe a debt of gratitude to Skelly for getting me out of those hard times. Putting some money in my pocket, putting a temporary roof over my head, and giving me my self-esteem back. So thank you, sir. And we're going to cap it off here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for downloading the episodes. For the true believers out there, I couldn't do this without you. You can visit us at SeanMcGinnity.ca for all of our episodes. And all that sort of stuff. So, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. And we'll see you next week. And bye. Have a good day.
Hey, gang. Sean Geek here.
And Fast Fret.
And we have two storefronts. If you are a TeePublic fan, you can browse our inventory over at TeePublic, which is tpublic.com/SeanGeekPodcast.
Or redbubble.com/people/SeanGeekPodcast.
You can get anything from either storefront, from t-shirts, stickers, phone cases, accessories of all kinds. We're talking masks, notebooks, mugs, pillows, totes, tapestries.
Oh my.
Oh my. Everything's there. Just go to those addresses. Also check the show notes and help support the show. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.